thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, that first drive had so much promise. What clicked, and then why was it so hard to repeat after you went right down the field to start the game?
I think for us, you know, for me, I made bad decisions out there after that drive. You know, just got to look at the tape and see what happened. So that's from what I saw. I made too many bad decisions.
When you think about your decision making, though, I mean, you know, I'm sure when you're trying to push the ball down the field and take some shots, are you expecting when you look at the tape, you're going to think that they were there?
Yeah, I think for me, I just got to take completions when they come to me and not think about it so much.
Is this one of the hardest parts about being a quarterback? You know, everyone's going to be looking to you for answers. You're the leader of the team. Only your second year. How hard is that to know that you kind of have to take that on your shoulders?
I mean, it's part of the job. I'm more pissed off about, you know, how I played these last couple weeks. It's embarrassing, and it's not my style of football.
What was the message from Coach Gase?
We just got to keep going. I mean, we got a long season ahead of us, and you know, we got a chance to get some wins, but it starts this next week, and we got to look at it like that and have that mentality.
All right, Sam, thanks. Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.